Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, along with assistance from the Eureka Police Department's POP unit, served search warrants at apartments owned by Floyd and Betty Squires at 833 H Street and arrested a Eureka woman for drug sales activity. Upon arrival, agents contacted 41-year-old Tasha Jantz, who initially told officers she was the manager of the apartment complex. But a search of the residence turned up two digital scales, prescription pills, marijuana, and heroin, along with counterfeit money. Officers also searched two vehicles owned by Jantz, and the search turned up 58 grams of methamphetamine and 50 grams of heroin. Jantz was arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges, including possession and possession for sale. This is the second time in 1 week that law enforcement has served a search warrant at the Squires apartment complex. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are looking for 46-year-old James Earl Bull, who is wanted for his involvement in an assault which involved a firearm. Upon arrival, deputies contacted the neighbor of Bull, who said that Bull was shouting at him as he walked up his driveway. Bull then threw an object at the victim's car, breaking his windshield. Bull then drew his firearm and pointed it at the victim before a struggle for the firearm ensued. Bull was ultimately able to maintain possession of the firearm and fled the scene on foot. It was reported that no shots were fired during the incident. Bull is described as a white male, 6'1", 130 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. On Saturday, the Sheriff's Office conducted a maximum enforcement effort in the Greater Trinidad area, and as a result, three people were booked in the county jail. This comes on the heels of numerous complaints regarding theft, drug trafficking, and burglaries in the area. Kelly Burns, David Cooper, and Angelique Olmsted were all arrested and booked into county jail on charges ranging from possession of a controlled substance to possession of stolen property and felony warrants. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of 42-year-old Casper resident Michelle Mixon, whose body was found at the foot of a cliff at the Casper Headland State Park last week. A state park ranger came into contact with two out-of-area hikers who reported finding Mixon's body near the waterline. Sheriff's deputies in the coroner's office responded to the scene and assisted in the recovery of the body. At this point, foul play is not considered as a factor in the investigation, and an autopsy found the injuries on Mixon's body to be consistent with a fall from a cliff. The results of blood tests are pending, and deputies found personal belongings of Mixon's near a freshly planted tree at the top of the cliff. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. Here's Dan Squire.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impact that public safety has on the economies in the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. The issue of funding for public safety has been on the front burner for communities from Curry County, Oregon to Mendocino County for the past several years, and there is a stark contrast in the ways those diverse communities have dealt with the issue. Sheriff Tom Allman in Mendocino County has been at the forefront of innovative ways in which his deputies enforce California's marijuana laws, and that led to Mendocino's popular grower program that issued tags to qualified individuals, that is, until it was shut down by the federal government. Allman is now using the Humboldt County model when it comes to increased funding for his office and has formed a citizens committee to put plans in place to create something along the lines of Measure Z, a tax increase that will be used to fund public safety efforts across Humboldt. Innovative and creative ways to provide for public safety are a key component in the life of our communities.
Thank you, Dan. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for Humboldt County, and to the south, Mendocino officials are preparing for gale-force winds and high surf as a storm moves through our region. Snow levels are expected to drop to 2,500 feet, and isolated thunderstorms, small hail, and heavy rain have been forecasted as well. A gale-force wind watch will run through tonight as well, and communities along the Mendocino coast will be affected. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.